It's 8:56. We're up to 74 degrees with sunshine here in Urbana. Time to check on commodity markets. We bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Mixed prices here today. Corn has been both sides. Beans have been both sides. And wheat's been basically up. The moment July corn up 2 at 383, had an 80 low and an 85 and a quarter high. December is at 403 and a quarter up 2. That's 2 and a quarter off its high and 3 off its low. Beaners for the moment, July down 2 at 999 and 3 quarters. We hit 97 and a quarter after having a high at 1006. November's are at 1017 and 3 quarters, down 1 and 3 quarters, at a 15 and a quarter low and a 23 and a half high. And July wheat up 12 at 517 and a quarter, been to 18 and 3 quarter. We were down hard there yesterday. We have hogs for July at 75.72, down 2.22. Cattle for June up 60 at 105.32. The September bonds are up at 143.18, up 11. The crude oil for July, 64.52 a barrel, down 22. That's 30 off their low. Gasoline's down 2.75 at 209.49. The mini S&P up 27. The mini Dow down 8. Grains mixed, corn and wheat higher, beans lower, and they've all, the corn and the beans have both been mixed. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
Thank you very much, Pete. Appreciate that update. A couple more notes for you here on this Tuesday morning. Yesterday's export inspections report showed 1.55 million metric tons of corn was shipped in the week ending May 31st, down about 9% from the week before, but 32% larger than the same week last year. Crop progress reports indicates that 97% of the U.S. corn crop is now planted versus the average of 95%, with 86% emerged. Conditions ratings down 1% from last week, but still way up there at 78% good or excellent. Meanwhile, on the soybean side, export inspections totaled just under 558,000 metric tons during the last full week of May, slightly lower than the previous week, but 93% above the same rate in the same week in 2017. Meanwhile, that soybean planting progress at 87% complete. That's well ahead of the average of 75%. The crop 68% emerged as of Sunday, the average at 52%. And the initial soybean condition ratings show 75% of the crop in good or excellent standing. Let's take a look at current conditions. And again, we're seeing some sunshine. Temperatures are warming up here quickly this morning. We're up to 74 degrees here in Urbana. Relative humidity at 52%. And our wind out of the west around 5 miles per hour this morning. At last check, Danville reporting a temperature of 70 degrees, west wind at 7 miles per hour. Charleston Mattoon at 73 degrees, west wind at 9 miles per hour. And Pontiac reporting 72 degrees, Paris at 71, and Rantoul at 73 degrees, with winds out of the west between 5 and 10 miles per hour this morning. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies, a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this evening with a high of 86 degrees, west wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, dropping to a low of 56, northeast wind 5 to 10. Sunny skies for the day tomorrow with a high of 80. We'll start to warm back up on Thursday, mostly sunny skies and a high of 90 degrees, southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.